coalescing from a mess of just primordial ooze. Came a creature soon to treat you with some audio clues. It lied and went for eons, growing stronger every day, until the undeserving peons were no longer in its way. And then when it was ready, it would birth itself, rising up like a boner on the earth itself. The world had never seen this kind of total devastation since the time Justin Bieber went away on his vacation. And when the dust settled, we retreated to a new trick. The beast took the form of a festival of music. It was a grand festival, a festival for the ages. In fact, it was the ultimate festival, the supreme festival, a festival supreme, if you will. People came together from wherever they would flock to the glory and the majesty of comedy and rock. Those who survived got a highly prized memento. The rest of it was sacrificed to Dr. Demento. Days upon days of pure awesomeness ensued until the fabric of reality began to come unglued. And as the sky burned, though it maybe seemed wrong, the monster had a contest for a brand new theme song. And then it came along, it was the best of all the themes. So awesome it made you forget the rest of all the teams. It didn't last too long like an incestual regime. The official theme song to Festival Supreme. Spectacular, in other words as well. It caused a lot of panic and the FCC would fear it. That doesn't do it justice, you really had to hear it. Angels from heaven came to earth to sing for us, singing 37 part harmonies on the chorus. The guitars did their parts to push rock to the limit, and there wasn't a single auto-tune note in it. Cause when it came along, it was the best of all the themes. So awesome it made you forget the rest of all the teams. It didn't last too long like an incestual regime. The official theme song to Festival Supreme.
Festival Supreme.
You really should have heard it. It was glorious.
Festival Supreme.
I've never heard a triangle rock so hard.
Festival Supreme.
Oh, this isn't that song. This is just a tribute.
Festival Supreme.